WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. The first hour, it is the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour, it's an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, some classics thrown in, but most of it, you probably haven't heard it before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. I have a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from the She's, Blue Bay Foxes, and Knox Hamilton. Today's reissue song is from ZZ Top off a re-release of their Tres Hombres album. Also in this morning's entertainment, I have a new single from Mild Joy, also known as Greta Stanley, and I decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this program or this show started with a tune from Bad Bangs. Bad Bangs are an unsigned, mixed-gendered alt garage rock indie trio based in Melbourne, Australia. They're led by Shelby DeFazio and helped assisted by Ben Leahy and Monica Ireland. They formed in 2013 but took time off and also made a name change. The Reformation led them to write and record their first single, Swimming, in November of 2017. They're back with a dynamite new single, Hearts. This came out on December 26th. If you like it, the song that is, you can be had for free, and I've provided you that link at my website at tksmusic.com. New music from Bad Bangs here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Bye.
That was the latest material from Lauren Ruth Ward here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss smack dab in the start of the new release show. Thanks for joining me here on a, well, it's actually quite a warmer Tuesday morning. Actually, I saw 38 degrees on my thermometer. It's balmy. Anyway, Lauren Ruth Ward, she fronts the indie rock mixed-genered four-piece. Lauren got her start in Baltimore, Maryland, before deciding to move to Los Angeles. I read this description on her Facebook page. It says, quote, Lauren's band recreates 60s rock and roll nuances, allowing Ward to release a powerhouse of raw, visceral emotion in their live show, unquote. Lauren Ruth Ward has a new record label and a new debut full-length album ready to release on February 9th. Tune I just played there is called Sideways. The new album will be called Well Hell. Changing musical direction with something new from Currents. Currents, which is an awful name for a band, is fronted by Natalie Davis. They claim to be heavily influenced by Tame Impala, along with Beach House, Grizzly Bear, and Unknown Mortal Orchestra. The name of the band, Currents, came from the Tame Impala album by that name. Anyway, don't know much about the band. Tried to do a search on them. Couldn't find a whole lot of anything because it's too vague. I do like this song, though. It's a tune called Catharsis. It's the one and only song that they have. It's not out on iTunes yet, but you can purchase the single via CD Baby or listen to it on SoundCloud. So check it out. New music from Currents here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. That is the latest material from Why Bonnie here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Now, Why Bonnie is a mixed-gendered bedroom pop alt-rock quartet from Austin, Texas. I found them because they just signed a record deal with Sports Day Records, which I follow them, Sports Day, on SoundCloud. So I was opening it up this weekend and was able to find Why Bonnie. They were releasing their debut EP, In Water, on February 16th. The song I just featured there was called Made of Paper, and it is the EP's designated pre-release single.
My grades were bad. I would, like, get D's and C's.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of.
It got worse and worse and worse throughout the years.
There are students who need somebody.
They can trust someone, and it could be the first person they've ever trusted in their life.
Communities and Schools is lowering America's dropout rate by helping more than 1.3 million kids every year get whatever they need to succeed in school.
If something was going on at home, we would go just stop by Miss Liberty's office and talk to her.
Communities and Schools vouched for me when everyone else had lost hope.
You can help change the picture of education right here in your community and across the nation. Visit communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
All right, next up is a new one from Caves, and that's C-A-V-V-E-S. I pulled this quote from their SoundCloud page, quote, angsty indie with a touch of emotional surf, unquote. That's how they described their sound. The band is Troy Toon, Jackson Ralph, Sophie Emerson, and Matt Bennett. They are currently unsigned, and they are originally from Wichita, Kansas. On a side note, I was actually looking over their Facebook page, and I was reading about their influences, which cracked me up. They counted two of their influences as the bands Waves and Always, and both bands have double V's in their name. So I think it's tongue-in-cheek. I don't know. Anyway, Caves just released a dynamite debut album. It's called Learn to Swim. As a street date of January 12th, I do really like the disc, and I had that delicious dilemma of which song to play for you. I settled on the track called Sun City, which features Sophie on vocals on this one. New music from the Caves here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you.
Stay right by the radio. We have today's lineage with Mild Joy right after the latest here from Knox Hamilton. New music from Knox Hamilton here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK. Knox Hamilton, they're a four-piece indie alt rock band out of Little Rock, Arkansas. I first found them back in September 2014 with the release of the single Work It Out. The song did really well for them. It allowed them to get signed and release their debut full-length album, The Heights. And that finally happened for them in March of 2017. For 2018, Knox Hamilton just released this single, Saturday Show, and I'm assuming more music will be coming from them later this year. It is time for our first feature. It's The Lineage. This is the part of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist, and then I'm going to follow up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. Helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's kind of a little off kilter. It's always tough in the beginning of the year trying to get new music because they're shifting from holiday. The new stuff isn't really going to start coming out until late January to push before South by Southwest. Anyway, I digress. Today's subject is Mild Joy. Mild Joy is a collaborative effort between Greta Stanley, who I like and play here a lot, and Tristan Barton. Both singer-songwriters are from Cairns, Australia, and I've been following Greta, as I mentioned, for a little while now, but Miss Barton is new to me. The two talents have combined on this electronica-focused innovative pop tune called Blur, and it's been released as a standalone single. So check it out. This is Mild Joy. They're today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Why I'm being distant.
Freeform Radio. Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you with music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's Lineage, that was Greta Stanley with Drunk Dreams. It was originally released in 2015. It was her very first attempt at recording, but it was remastered. She actually hired a new producer, remastered it, and got included in her just recent released full-length CD called Full Grown, which came out in October of 2017. I want to remind you, if you want to check out today's new release show playlist in its entirety, I've posted it already at my website at tksmusic.com. While you're there checking out the playlist, you can also check out a video that I just posted there this morning about the artist that's coming up just briefly, Anna Birch. And then I also have a link for a free download. It's all there for you online. Check it out at tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from ZZ Top. The album that has been reissued is Tres Hombres. This album was originally released in 1973, and it really established ZZ Top as a wonderfully talented blues rock trio. The album had great songs on it, like Waiting for the Bus, Jesus Just Left Chicago, and of course this one, LaGrange. So this is ZZ Top with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Rumors spreading around in that Texas town about the shack outside LaGrange. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you're gonna go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls. I'm
Freeform Radio. Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set was the latest from Anna Birch. Anna Birch, talented singer-songwriter out of Detroit, Michigan. She plays as what she would describe as, quote, bummer pop. She just signed a deal with Polyvinyl Records, which led to the release of her debut single, Too Cool to Care. And that was back in October of 2017. Well, her debut full-length album, Quit the Curse, is set for release on February 2nd. And I wanted to revisit this talented singer-songwriter and check out another track. That tune was called Tea-Soaked Letter. And both tracks, as I mentioned, will be on that new album. Keeping the tunes going here with a new track from The She's. The She's, they're a great all-female indie alt-pop band out of San Francisco, I guess, to describe them. I found them because of a band I follow, Trails and Ways. Turns out that they were the She's were playing a gig with Trails and Ways, which prompted me to say, like, hey, let me give them a listen. And I really like what I heard, so I've been keeping track. The She's have been together since 2007 and released a couple EPs, and now their second full-length album, titled All Female Rock and Roll Quartet, came out just, November. And, of course, the album title suits them to a T. I didn't have a chance to listen to some of the deeper cuts when I first came out, so I wanted to revisit it again. This tune caught my ear. It's called Lie Again from the She's off their brand new album, All Female Rock and Roll Quartet, here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. New music from the Blue Bay Foxes here on 91.5 WMFO Freeform Radio from Tufts University, also available online at WMFO.org. TK hanging here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. The Blue Bay Foxes, they're a band from Budapest, Hungary. I found them exactly a year ago. I did. I checked to see when I first got their song. It was January 9th last year when I first picked up their song called With Me. They're back with an EP, which is titled Waste, and that tune was called Nighttime. That was released in late November of 2017. Let me slip in one more from Spells, and that's Spells is spelled S-P-E-L-L-E-S. Her given name is Catherine Barr, and I discovered her originally in 2014 with the release of her single Bird in a Cage. It was a fascinating song. Had kind of a Leaky Lee kind of feel to it with the intense rhythms. 2017 found Spells releasing a couple more singles. She's keeping that streak going with a new tune. It's called Light Me on Fire. The single came out January 5th and will be included in her new upcoming album, Skeletal Coast, which will be out later this year. Of course, I invite you, please, stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.